This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion reporting from Uganda in East Africa. In Uganda, HIV is still a huge problem. More than 1.5 million people are infected. That's nearly 6% of the adult population between the ages of 15 and 49. The disease is still spreading and kids are still being born infected with HIV. Perhaps those most affected are teens, especially girls. HIV prevalence among young women is 4 times higher than it is among young men of the same age. Gender inequality and cultural barriers make it difficult for girls and young women to negotiate safe sex. But in Uganda, young children are living longer. AIDS-related deaths in children below 5 dropped by more than 50% in the past 17 years, while the number of adolescents who died from AIDS doubled during the same period. In Uganda, once an HIV-infected child reaches school age, there is big controversy about whether or not to disclose their HIV status to school officials. Estimates are that about 2/3 of kids with HIV have informed their schools of their positive status. Those opposed to telling school officials a child's HIV status worry about bias and stigma that is rampant in society. Those kids whose positive HIV status is known report being bullied, being stigmatized, and being ostracized by teachers, play yard monitors, and even school nurses who are supposed to support and protect these kids. Those in favor of informing school officials that a child tests positive for HIV explains that this allows school officials to create support groups to remind kids to take their medicines and to make sure that the infection doesn't spread to other children if there's an injury that results in bleeding. These advocates for mandatory reporting HIV status argue that it allows for the protection of all students and teachers alike. There is no question that kids with HIV are highly vulnerable. Many have been traumatized, and many already have lost both parents to HIV, so they're alone, without the support that many other children have. Not uncommonly, those with HIV also have special needs. They need to take special medications regularly. They need to go to frequent doctor appointments, and they often need psychological support. Yes, some schools in Uganda have created supportive environments for their HIV-positive students, but many others ignore the problem, either because they're not aware of the need or because of severely limited resources. Until schools require teachers to take sensitivity training and engage in HIV awareness programs, it seems to me the risk of divulging a child's HIV status to the school is just too high and is not in the child's best interest. From Uganda, East Africa, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion.